Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Holy cow, I think it's Friday. Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Who's ready for that? Nobody.
Yeah, I'm not ready for it. You know, if only we could have a couple more weekdays, you know, might be able to get myself in a place where I could actually appreciate a Friday.
That's more like it.
I'd like to repeat Monday and Tuesday, please.
Yeah,
can we do that?
Can we go back to Monday and Tuesday? Tack those on here at the end of the week. And yeah, jeez. Friday coming around a little too fast.
Agreed. Oh. Who needs Friday? Ooh.
Nobody.
Get out of here already.
Come on, please. This is for you, guy who bitches that we celebrate too much on Friday.
Oh, I blocked him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, if you're listening.
Months ago.
If you're listening, there you go.
Come on,
you
know. There's only so many things I could take.
Yeah. Every single weekend, you gotta
agree.
You gotta slow our
Get
roll.
Get out, dude.
Come on.
Get out. Get out.
Right now, the Has end of you and me.
It's too late. And I can't wait.
Oh. I don't know the rest of the words.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Get out! Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
You want to hear something trippy?
Yes. Something trippy.
All the time.
I'm in.
Yes.
So I told you guys a couple weeks ago on our first date night in a million years in our new van.
Yes. Brand new.
Right.
Like. Brand new.
Brand new. Yeah. 2 weeks old, if that.
Right. That we are driving home from our dinner and our walk around downtown.
You're just pulling out of your spot in the parking garage.
And some guy hits us and runs.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps on rolling.
Gnarly. That's like movie stuff.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
So dumb. Anyway, we go through all the paperwork. I go and get it's going to go in for its repair on Monday.
So it's still drivable. Just
oh,
dented.
Yeah. It's just...
But it's brand new, and
it's now already gotten...
We got that over with. I appreciate the first wreck I get into after a new car.
Wreck?
Because
like the first scratch, I thought she was going to say. You know, it's the scratches on there.
Wreck. Okay. Done.
Wreck.
Got it.
I don't appreciate it. I actually feel like I take good care of my... I don't have a lot of stuff, but the stuff I have, I like.
You care for
it. I chose for a reason. And I take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
I rinse my gear after a surf. I make sure some wax stays on the cars, especially the one that lives outside. Yeah. I try to do right by the things that I've been blessed to be able to afford.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Anyway, the guy trashes it. We drive home. We still boned that night, thank God.
Thank God that didn't ruin the mood.
Yeah, Isla wasn't in the way.
No, in fact, that's the last time I got some, so there's that.
Oh, boy. Well, that is a landmark
Stupid
event.
Dumbo. Ruined everything.
Yeah. Can I sleep with you guys?
Of course you can, dear.
What?
Dad's
Get out!
While Dad's losing it in the corner. Wait a minute.
Try not to lose it outwardly, but you gotta be kidding me.
I'd been waiting all week.
Right. It's our time.
It was all aimed at Saturday night, stupid Dumbo. Anyway.
You should go to our secret show yesterday.
Oh,
right.
Boy.
Yeah, you guys were filthy.
It was so dirty that
so
I walked
dirty.
Out of there going... Oh, my God.
It has been lately. It's just,
it's
you know
so
what it is?
Dirty.
It's because we realized that it's, like, it was always this dirty. It's just that it used to get bleeped. So we felt like people wouldn't be
You
as...
guys made me watch stuff yesterday that I didn't really want to watch.
I know.
You liked it, though, didn't you?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't. At all.
Oh.
I was like,
well, we shouldn't make her watch stuff.
Grossed
I mean...
out?
Oh. Yeah.
There's nothing gross about a woman.
Okay.
Not one thing.
I don't want it. Mm. Anyway, so what happens? So you got
Oh,
repairs?
So anyway, the point is that we've been waiting for the policeman to... So this the car that hit us drove by us in a flash.
Yeah. skidded right off. You bounced off. You
right.
went up.
I mean, in a
ramp.
Flash. Like, we're talking about a split second. And so we saw this person, but I didn't see the person, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I
couldn't identify him.
Well, I don't know if I can or not. And that's the thing. So the policeman, who's been very nice, but he explained very in that moment when he showed up, he's like, look, we are understaffed, overworked. There's no department for this. I'm going to follow up, but it's going to take. I'm one guy. And I got a lot.
And this is on. This is just one of my many, many cases.
And I actually told you guys this a while back. I ended up in a Rotary Club meeting when the police chief was the speaker of Santa Cruz.
Uh-huh.
And the police chief was like, my guys are right now answering calls about homeless people all day, every day. And I had guys quitting the department because they didn't join to do this. They joined to fight crime and help the community, and instead they're dealing with calls about people laying on the sidewalks out in front of their home or their building.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was sort of, and this guy was singing the same song. He's like, look, that campsite's taken up what little bit of people we have. They're over there.
Wow.
So we're.
Damn.
So anyway, last
Talk
night.
Talk to Jack.
Last
your
mayor, night.
Your mayor, Vinny. Your mayor's name is Jack.
He is?
Yeah.
It is?
Jack Dillis. D-I-L-L-E-S. Dillis. Something.
It is?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I'm not going to talk to Jack.
I'm
busy right now.
I don't know how I know that, but I know that.
So anyway, I get an email from the guy, and he says, I've put together photos, a photo array, I think is what you call it. And he's like, I need you to come down to the station and take a look and see if you can pick the person out.
Really?
Yes.
And I was like,
but they...
What do you mean?
But how wouldn't they be like, well, this is the guy that owns the car.
Yes, I mean, this should be, but I don't know.
The and guy that has an apartment across the way.
Yeah.
The guy that they've dealt with before.
We've said too much.
The guy that has.
Okay, I guess we're not to say anything.
Anyway.
All right, so come to the station and pick out of a
right.
lineup.
I'm supposed to. So anyway, I'm like, okay, we're all coming down. You know who I think could benefit from this? My daughter should see what a police station looks like. I want to show them what they do.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Like, I'm thinking we should all go, and we'll. Mm-hmm. I make an email, we make a call, we head down to the station, he starts his shift, I call the number he told me to call, and they're like, he's out on a call, he'll be back, we think. So, wait out there, in the parking lot waiting. And I'm like, all right, well, I got a 7-month-old and a 5-year-old, and they both want to eat. So I leave a so I send an email, and I'm like, all right, we're going to eat, blah, blah, blah.
It's burrito day. We're going to have to go.
We went and got some, we actually went and got pizza at this place. I get a call, and it's from his partner, and he's like, my partner just ran after a guy that we'd pulled over. The guy ran. And I'm all, oh, my God, that's this dude's work day. So he's like, got one dude waiting in the parking lot who's trying to do some photo pick out. For some basically insignificant event, only important to me.
Right.
Right.
Honestly, it's only important to me. Nobody cares. Certainly the guy who did it is like, whew, that I'm getting away with this if they don't. So then he goes, I think we're going to be able to meet back at the station in a minute. We'll call you back. I'm like, all right, well, we're at the restaurant. They call back again, and they're like, there's no way he's making it to meet you guys. He's fully on the run right now after some person. And I'm like, it's okay. I'm just eating pizza.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, my God.
This is this dude's work day. He's got some dude in the parking lot waiting to point a finger or not. More likely not, right?
Sure, they get similar looking
I mean,
people.
I'm most definitely not going to just guess. So there's no guessing. So I'm like, all right, man, shine it. I don't know where that goes from here. But
I'll let you know
that
another time, probably. And...
as I was eating my pizza, the final call was from some dispatcher who's like, he's never going to get back in time for you guys, and just wanted to let you know.
That's it's actually really cool the way they handled that, you know? You showed up and running after someone. And
he's in pursuit.
At least you got a couple calls.
We'll call you back.
Sorry, I can't make it. I'm following someone.
Yeah, I'm running after some guy, but I just want to get back to you real quick and let you know I'm probably not going to make it for our photo lineup. That is so funny.
Weird,
you
huh?
know, it's yeah, I think that's great. Look,
it's both good and bad. One, imagine that you're that maxed out that the same guy who's chasing after a criminal is also dealing with traffic incidents.
Right. Things of non-consequence.
And homeless issues.
Right. You know.
Yikes.
Here's to good cops everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the point of the story for sure, is that as I was dealing with them last night, I thought, man, they don't get the credit they deserve.
They don't.
Let's give them credit. Thank you, officers. All of you.
The good cops that are out there. More good than bad. People who went in for the right reasons, stay in for the right reasons, truly care about their communities. Like, that's, you know, that's got to be one of the hard jobs. It seems, I mean, any job where you got to run after a bad guy, hard job.
No, thanks.
I run the other way. I call you to come and help me because there's a bad guy.
To their families. I could not be a wife.
That's tough, not knowing
if your beloved is coming home. I just couldn't.
Yep, the wives and families, you're heroes.
Yep.
Well, I know. For me, I'd be like, that guy got away.
Yeah. Well, he's fast. Guy was really fast. Like, I don't know, we tracked to you in high school or something.
He pulled a hammy, and that guy got away. Sorry, everyone.
I'm going to head back to the station and do that photo lineup with that one guy.
Yeah. Damn hammy.
So we have a big show today.
Yeah.
We have Brian King Joseph coming in at 7:30. So this is the guy. He's like a mad violinist player.
I don't think he's mad as an angry, is he?
No, he's like, I'm crazy. He's mad.
Okay.
He's a mad
so
violinist.
Good.
But he seems nice enough.
Brian
oh, sure.
Can pull up anything right now to illustrate what we're talking about.
So he was on America's Got Talent over this past summer. He actually made it to third place.
Mm-hmm.
And we followed him closely because our guy Vaughn the Wizard, who runs our cameras here. If you watch us on the Looking Glass every morning, you've seen Vaughn's work. And if you've been to a live event, we always have Vaughn there with us. Oh, yeah, this guy's amazing.
Oh, gives me chills.
It's a whole show, too. Yeah. He's got a... Like, he's in a costume. And
yeah, they do a good job on shows like that, America's Got Talent, where they, you know, you don't just have to walk out there on a bare stage.
He's plucking now. I love that.
And they, you know, at one point he was, like, on this rising pedestal, and there were these dancers flailing around below him, and the light show is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he's glowing on the video we're looking at.
A great job on those shows of really making these people, showing, you know, what their future could be. You know, I'm sure when he plays locally, it is a stage and a spotlight, you know.
For every person that plays an instrument this well, there are parents who had to listen to that as it was not.
Not all that great. I bet it got good pretty fast, though. You have, you know, talent like that. They, you know, some people got it, some people don't.
I don't.
So will you stop it?
I don't. I'm telling you.
How do you know? We never get to hear you. We'll tell you.
Trust me, I play at home and it doesn't come to me like it comes to that guy.
Mm. So we're going to meet with him at 7:30. He is going to bring his violin, and we are going to plug it into our guitar amp. So we'll see how that sounds. And
Fingers crossed.
Should be really fun. Maybe he'll just bring an acoustic violin or, you know, just a regular no-plug-in.
Yeah, well, they call it that?
I don't know. A no-plug-in violin?
Well,
maybe it's
I don't
a
know
violin.
What he's going to do for opening day today, the anthem.
We'll ask him
so
about
I don't
that.
Know what do you do for that?
Well, hopefully he's in underneath the cover so the rain doesn't get on his instrument.
What I choose to believe is he looks at his electric violin and he's that guy. And he probably looks at the brown one, you know, the one where he says no.
Well, he must have learned on the no.
Sure,
one.
But, you know.
Right.
It's like a heavy metal guy going, here's your acoustic guitar, sir. He's like, sorry,
turn my
Marshall to 10. That's what I do. Come on.
Well, we can ask him all these questions at 7:30 when he comes in. So also today is one of our longtime friends and oh my God, he's so filthy, filthy dirty, which is what we appreciate about him. Jim Norton is going to be on at 8 o'clock.
Unfortunately, he's not going to get to do our podcast, which is really where I feel like that's where we could stretch out and shine with him.
Well,
and
he does not hold anything back. The man has no secrets. I'm sure he has new secrets that he would share with us since the last time we I mean, a guy like that, they're never satisfied with the status quo. They're always looking for some new disgusting thing to put into their repertoire. So, unfortunately, though, he's got something to do right after our show. So, because we were going to just do a Friday Secret show. We wound up doing one yesterday. And don't worry, it was plenty dirty. But not Jim Norton dirty.
Right.
Nothing ever is. So, we got a big show
today.
It's
pretty dirty, Sarah.
We learned a lot.
It was pretty dirty.
On yesterday's show. I learned new stuff about you guys.
And what do you mean?
Well, you did have some questions. Remember the beginning of the show when he was asking all those questions?
You told us stuff we didn't know.
Yep.
I thought everyone did that.
No.
Oh.
The thing that you told us, I was actually surprised by and thought, I've never had anyone go that route. I mean, I've had that happen.
I'm not positive I know what part you're talking about.
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
But you should listen to the Secret Show yesterday to find out what we're talking about. It's a good one.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.